this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Julie Eldridge from the North Carolina Reading Service. I'll be reading to you from the Lyons District N newsletter for the month of September of 2024. The newsletter had several items that had been repeated from past months, so in the interest of time, I have edited just a little of, pulled out some of the things that are repeated. So here we go. District N, North Carolina Lyons, District 31N Monthly Newsletter. Table of Contents, DG Comments, First VDG Comments, Kid Site Training, Lyons Service Day, Volunteer Days, Important Dates, Lyons Dues, Golf Tournament, Upcoming Events, and Diabetes. And there's a logo here that says, Make Your Mark. As a leader, make it a priority to appreciate your team and, most importantly, thank them for their excellent service. We serve. Leadership first. Hola, District 31N Lyons. Hope this newsletter finds you well and in good health. Thank you for all clubs represented on our Brighter Vision kickoff with a grand total of $19,383. Our district goal is $90,000, so we are set for a great start. Also, during the kickoff, all districts got the opportunity to pick up directories, tickets, etc. If you didn't, please get in touch with your zone chair. We will continue with our trainings the last Tuesday of the month, so please join us. Below is this month's training topic. It says training info, join the Zoom meeting, and then there's a very long web address, which I will spare you. And it will be Tuesday, September 24th of 2024 at 7 p.m. The topic will be conflict resolution. And PDG D'Angelo Jackson and our conflict resolution team, Rick and Carol Foster from Western Harnett. Last month for hurricane season, keep in mind we have a disaster relief trailer set and ready. Be safe and don't forget to roar. And that is from A. Elliott, your district governor. This from your first vice district governor. Our Council of Governors and NCLF Board of Directors meetings to take place on August 9th, 10th, and 11th at Camp Dogwood were canceled due to some rough weather ushered in by Tropical Storm Debbie. No reason to worry. Business got done. Those meetings were held during the month via Zoom. This time of year, it is always exciting for me due to the Brighter Visions kickoff in each district. Because I'm the Camp Dogwood State co-chair, along with PDG Lorraine Dupree, I have the responsibility to attend all of these kickoffs. I enjoy attending these meetings because it gives me the opportunity to meet and talk to Lyons across the state. Hopefully, you all picked up your Brighter Visions packets containing your Camp Dogwood raffle tickets and other goodies. This year, our kickoffs brought in over $100,000. Don't forget to check the NCLF website, https://nclf.org, through the year to monitor how your club is doing with contributions to Brighter Visions, as well as the Camp Dogwood raffle. Just pick Members Area and go to the list of reports to see the spreadsheet. In August, I had the pleasure of attending the Lillington Lyons meeting. This is a small club that does big things for their community. Lillington will have their 23rd golf tournament on September 12th at Chickora Golf Club. Clubs in MD 31N have done a great job on community service projects in the last year. I ask that you continue to serve your community and to remember that supporting NCLF and Camp Dogwood by volunteering or with donations also helps people in your own community. If you have questions, need help, or would like me to come to your meeting, please do not hesitate to contact me. Lion Jean Getz, phone 414-640-5953, or email ggoetz00@gmail.com. Here is a notice about KidSight training, sponsored by the Lake Waccamaw Lions Club. Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, 506 Lake Shore Drive, Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. It'll be held on Saturday, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Training will include demonstration of the Plus Optics screener and how to set up a screening, update on the KidSight program in North Carolina by Jean Getz, detailed review of the KidSight certification test. Go home with all the correct answers. This training is not limited to those using the KidSight vehicle. Training will also be of value to those who want to help with your club's vision screening program using a club-owned camera. Lunch provided by the Lake Waccamaw Lions Club. Please notify Jean by Wednesday, September 25th, if you want to attend. And again, his contact information, email ggoetz00@gmail.com or call 414-640-5953 to text or leave a voice message. Lions North Carolina District 31N and the Massey Hill Lions Club announce Lions Service Day. It's a health fair at Massey Hill Lions Center. It'll be on Saturday, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. There will be food trucks, a bloodmobile, diabetes A1C checks, blood pressure checks, other key vendors, and fire and police exhibits. For more information, call Anna at 254-415-2751, or you can email msgelliott@gmail.com. And there's a ribbon that says Diabetes Awareness on it, and also a little stamp that says Vendor Opportunities Available. It's time to give back. Camp Dogwood needs you. Join us for volunteer days, eyeglass sorting, and more at 7062 Camp Dogwood Drive in Sherrills Ford, North Carolina, 28673. And this event will be on September 16th to 19th of 2024. We appreciate everything you do. For reservations, please contact April at nclf.org or call 828-478-2135, extension 250. Important dates. We listen, we process, we serve. So here are some dates. Cabinet meeting. The second cabinet meeting, October 19th of 2024, at Wilbur's Barbecue in Goldsboro, North Carolina. The third cabinet meeting, January 18th, 2025, the Midwinter Convention in Greenville, North Carolina. And the fourth cabinet meeting, April 27th, 2025, at the State Convention in Greensboro, North Carolina. Officer trainings. GLT, GMT, GST, Regional and Zone Chair Training, October 19th of 2024, following the second cabinet meeting. Tuesday monthly training will be held Tuesday, September 24th at 7 p.m. The topic is conflict resolution. The next one will be Tuesday, October 10th. At 7 p.m., the topic is, What is a Lion? And then on Tuesday, November 19th at 7 p.m., topic is, Where do the money go? That's exactly how it's spelled, so I'm going to That's exactly how I'm going to say it. Where do the money go? Tuesday, December 17th, topic Mission 1.5. On Tuesday, January 28th of 2025, what you need to know about Leader Dog. Tuesday, February 25th of 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International. Vision, Disaster Relief, Diabetes, and Environment. Then on Tuesday, March 25th of 2025, Pillars of Lions Clubs International. Youth, Humanitarian, Childhood Cancer, Hunger. Following that, Tuesday, April of 2025, Childhood Cancer is the topic. Tuesday, May 20th of 2025, the topic is LCIF Grants. And finally, Tuesday, June 24th of 2025, will be Club Officer Training. Here's a notice from Lions Clubs International. Supporting the association, how your dues are used. And they have a pie chart of a five-year average of how your $43 annual dues were used in fiscal 2019 to 2023. The largest portion is marketing and communications with 3.63. I'm imagining that's millions of dollars. I'm not even to guess anymore. I apologize. There's a larger pie on the pie chart. It is global operations. Then it's member programs, followed by district and member support. Then technology. Then board of directors. Following that is marketing and communications. Then international convention. And the smallest part of the pie chart is Lion Magazine. Here's a notice about the Western Harnett Lions Club Golf Tournament. Saturday, September 7th of 2024 at the Carolina Lakes Golf Course. It's a two-person, captain's choice, shotgun format, flighted. Couples flight with a minimum of 10 couples. Starts at 8:30 a.m. It's $65 per person or $130 per team. That includes golf, lunch, range balls, two mulligans, and prizes. And the checks can be payable to Western Harnett Lions Club. And Zelle and Venmo are accepted. And you need to return your entry form, which is in front of me, to Carolina Lakes Golf Course. Let's see, I don't see a deadline. This event is the major charity fundraiser for our club. Please play in the tournament and show your support for our club and efforts to assist local charities, organizations, service, and civic events. We sincerely thank you for your help and participation in our efforts to raise funds for charity. Here are some items of note. District N, North Carolina Lions, upcoming events. On October 19th of 2024 will be the second cabinet meeting and zone chair training, location to be announced. Then there will be the midwinter convention, January 17th and 18th of 2025. More information will come soon. And then a zone meeting. Zone 8 clubs will meet Saturday, September 28th at 10 a.m. at Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated at 4126 Berkeley Avenue in Kinston, North Carolina, 28504. Here are some more upcoming events. The International Peace Poster Contest. For 2024-2025, the theme is Peace Without Limits. Students ages 11, 12, or 13 as of November 15th are eligible to participate in the International Peace Poster Contest. October 1st is the deadline to purchase kits, and November 15th is the deadline for the club to send the poster to the district. December 1st, the deadline for the district to send their poster to multiple districts. Lake Waccamaw Lions Club hosting a kids' site training. That'll be at the Lake Waccamaw Methodist Church, 506 Lake Shore Drive in Lake Waccamaw, North Carolina. It'll be held Saturday, September 28th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Please notify Jean by Wednesday, September 25th, if you would like to attend. His email address is ggoetz00@gmail.com. Here's a little note, North Carolina Lions Month of Service. The North Carolina Lions Month of Service theme is diabetes. About diabetes. Diabetes is a global epidemic. There are 537 million adults living with diabetes. An estimated 537 million adults across the world are living with diabetes, and its prevalence is increasing rapidly. By 2045, the number is expected to reach 783 million. Diabetes is a global epidemic that touches every corner of the globe. Lions Clubs International and LCIF are dedicated to empowering Lions and Leos around the world to fight diabetes by serving their communities one by one. This also states that one in two cases go undiagnosed. There are 1.2 million youth with type 1 diabetes. Half are under the age of 15. And they say that 6.7 million folks die every year from diabetes. Diabetes Service Project Ideas. Strides for Diabetes. Half-day Family Diabetes Event. Diabetes Support Group. Healthy Eating for Gestational Diabetes. Healthy Living for Type 2 Diabetes. Recreational Facility Improvement Event. Type 2 Diabetes Risk Awareness Event, or a Type 2 Diabetes Screening. All these ideas can be found on the webpage lionsclubs.org. There are a couple of other very long links I won't bore you with, but they have a link to download the Lions Clubs International Flyer for Diabetes, the Lions Club International for Service Ideas, and the Lions Club International for Project Planner. And that is all we have for today. The final page on this newsletter has a promotion for Lions Industries for the Blind Incorporated. Their phone is 252-523-1019. Independence through employment, providing quality products and services for over 40 years. Now offering Lions Club apparel. And there are five items, with each with the Lions International logo on them. There's a ball cap, a fleece vest, a T-shirt, a golf shirt or polo shirt, and a nice-looking jacket with a little fleece lining. And now I need to apologize. At the beginning of this newsletter podcast, I stated that I was going to edit the newsletter for length, and I was mistaken. I was thinking of another district's newsletter. This district newsletter, I read every single thing included in the post. So there you have it. Well, we've run out of time for today's episode of the Lion Newsletter. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Julie Eldridge, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for the print and visually impaired audience. The Lion Newsletter is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. And we thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.